This is 89.1 KMUW. Up next, KMUW editorial commentator Richard Krausen says that one of our elected officials is acting like one of the main characters from a very famous dystopian novel.
This year, the book selection for the big read is Ray Bradbury's dystopian masterpiece, Fahrenheit 451. The book features Bradbury's jarring depiction of a nightmarish future in which fire departments do the opposite of what firefighters do today. They start fires instead of putting them out. They searched for those who had been found guilty of reading books and then showed up at their homes and burned the victims' books and other property. It's a devilishly ingenious device that sticks in your head long after reading Fahrenheit 451. Today in Kansas, we're living in a voter's dystopia. The Kansas Secretary of State office is charged with overseeing voting in the Sunflower State. Americans' right to vote is mentioned 5 times in the United States Constitution. One would think that our Secretary of State, Chris Kobach, would be doing all within his power to see that Kansans' constitutional right to vote is protected, like a firefighter who labors to protect our property from fire. Instead, over and over and over and over, Kobach has worked to destroy the right to vote for Kansans. He's not rushing to the polls with sirens wailing and horns blaring to snuff out threats to our voting right. He's speeding around with a flamethrower aimed directly at those parts of the U.S. Constitution that talk about Americans' right to vote. Like the fireman in Fahrenheit 451, our Secretary of State does the very opposite of what his job should be. Call it Kobach 451. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.